Mesechta Chala Paragimel Mishnah Zayin. We learned in the first Mishnah in the Mesechta, in Mesechta Chala, that only specifically the five grains, is their obligation to separate Chala, and someone can use them to fulfill their obligation for matzah. But other things, such as rice, that are not part of those grains, are not. So the Mishnah over here discusses if there's a mixture. If someone has a mixture of wheat and rice in his dough, as long as it has the taste of the grain in the dough, then chayavas b'chala, it's obligated in chala. Adam b'pesach, he can fulfill his requirement to eat matzah on Pesach. With this matzah, because of the general rule called tam ke'ikar, taste is considered like there's the actual thing itself there, and if the whole thing has the taste of grain, then it's considered halachically grain. V'im ein ba tam dagan, but if it doesn't have the taste of the grain at all, there's enough rice in it that there's no taste of the grain at all, then ein chayav es b'chala, it's not obligated in the separation of chala. V'ein adam yetzi b'dei chavas b'pesach, he would not be able to fulfill his obligation of eating matzah on Pesach with this matzah. Mishnah Ches. Someone who takes a piece of sourdough from dough that did not have the challah separated from it yet, so it's called tvulin l'challah. It's considered tevel that it has not yet had challah separated from this batch of dough, and he takes a piece of that sourdough from that batch. And he puts it into a batch of dough that the challah was already separated from. He took the sourdough to use it to help the second batch of dough rise. But when he put the sourdough that had not yet had challah separated from it, he put it into a batch that already had challah separated from it. So what does he do now? He can't eat it, the mixture, because it has a bit of sourdough that didn't have challah separated from it mixed in. But that piece in and of itself was too small to be obligated in challah in itself, and now it's mixed in a large batch of dough that already had challah separated. What does he do? If he has the ability to provide from another area, and he's providing a dough from flour that has not had the challah been taken off yet, if he has other dough somewhere else that he can add to this to make that there'll be enough dough between the new dough and the sourdough that's in here, that there'll be enough for the shear of 1 1/4. Shear of 1 1/4 kaf of flour together that now has not had challah separated from it, then he can bring them together, take that new dough, bring it together with this dough, and mitzi lefi cheshbon, he'll separate challah according to the calculation. I'll have to calculate how much dough over here is obligated in challah now, and when he takes off his 1/24th, if it's for private use, or 1/48th, if it's for sale, to sell the bread, whatever the proportion is, he'll calculate it based on how much of the dough is obligated in the challah, and he'll separate from that. Vimlav, but if he does not have any other dough, flour, that has not had challah taken off, and he can't add to this batch, so he's stuck with this batch that has a little bit of sourdough in it that's tvulin l'challah, that doesn't have challah separated, and the rest of it does, he's going to have to separate off of the whole batch. Maitzi challah achas al kol, he's going to have to take off challah on behalf of this entire mixture, even on behalf of what already had challah taken off of. And this is because this is a chiyuv midar rabbanan only. Midar isa, we would say bittul b'rov, that the small amount of sourdough is bittul, is nullified in the majority. However, midar rabbanan, we say min b'minoi ene bittul, that the same type of species, this is dough in dough, it would not be considered bittul. And so midar rabbanan, this whole batch has the status of tefillin l'challah, that he has to separate challah from, and that's what he's going to have to do.